Hey Tyler.
Yes.
Now, I was thinking to myself earlier. Wouldn't that be neat if we had like a little ditty song, like a dude? You know, remember we used to have that talk CD.
We do. Every time you start talking.
What's that?
No,
listen to me. Do you remember we used to have that little jingle that came on? Who was that? It was made up from some professional guy did commercials for us or whatever.
Yeah, but now we have a real song.
Which is what?
Now I forgot the name.
Yeah, it's yeah. It's the road. All right. So anyways, here we are, ToxiDL, and today's subject is
hazards of bringing a 18-wheeler into a city.
Yeah, I mean honestly, and that is a huge topic. In fact, most drivers obviously when they go to cities, you know. Don't want to, but like there's certain cities, obviously, you know, the number one city that nobody wants to go to is what?
Man, that's a hard one.
It's Cincinnati. I'm just kidding. No, it's obviously it's New York. Everybody knows that.
Where's that at?
It's right up there in the Northeast, which is also in a section nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go to the Northeast, and then if you told them you're going to New York City, that's double trouble. So you know, when you think about it, and I'll be honest with you, I used to run New York City 2-3 times a week, and I used to run Chicago every week. So you know, one of the things obviously is excessive traffic, and the one thing that I would do. Just to avoid that, and that's try to go in either late or very early. You know, I mean, I'm serious. That's literally what I would do.
I think that's a general rule really for anywhere. I mean, I would rather go, like, if I know I'm going to be going through any city, period, you know, you try and get through, you know, when it's not going to be heavily driven, I guess.
You know, Tyler, while you were saying that, I was thinking, you know, and this is back when I was a driver, but now you've got, again, the ELDs, we were just talking about how ELDs create bad parking, but it also dictates when you can, you know, go in and not go in. So you almost have to really, especially with your ELD now, you have to make sure that you time it to where you can get up early enough. Because most people, they don't want to go into New York City, you know, late at night. They want to go in there early morning. So, and in fact, New York City, I can tell you, you're originally from Harrisburg. A lot of drivers, they'll try to get maybe towards Harrisburg or Allentown, you know, somewhere within 100 miles, maybe 150 miles of New York City, and try to get, you know, shut down for the night so that they can get up. My big thing was I'd like to get in there around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, if a driver's doing that, he or she must now, obviously, you got to take your 10-hour break. So if you just subtract 10 hours off of, say, 4 in the morning, you know, you need to be parked by what's 6 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
To be able to get up and start at 4.
And then, I mean, the other big thing is can you even find parking to get parked?
Well, see, that's the big thing, the Northeast, and that which is dreadful parking. If you try to find parking at 6 o'clock at night in the Northeast, you're pretty much.
So you almost have to get there a half a day early so that you can park in the middle of the day. When everyone else isn't there, just so that you can.
Yeah. New York is a pain in the ass. I'm going to tell you right now.
You need a calculator to go into New York.
Amen. New York City is a pain in the butt because it's an all-day affair getting in and out of there. I mean, unless you're really good at timing and everything like that, honestly, you want to stay away from New York City. I mean, I ran it a lot, and it is a pain in the butt. It's an all-day affair.
But
even with one skid.
But my company said they'd give me an extra 10 cents to go to New York.
I know. A lot of times they'll pay you like $50 or $100 extra to go to New York City. I personally don't think it's worth it myself because, and don't get me wrong, I run New York City. I don't care.
I would say New York is the place where you earn your dues. Like, yeah. I think that's where the, I think every trucker brand new should have to drive in New York.
Yeah.
And then allow, you know.
You're really getting popular with those words, Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah. And
they're going to like Johnny Acid more than you for sure now.
Definitely going to like Johnny Acid more than me.
Because you think they all should go to New York.
I think every new, I mean, we've talked about this before on the show. Every new guy in the industry should have to drive through a bunch of snow. They should drive through these condensed areas, and they should really.
Oh, I agree.
You know, they should learn how to drive that way.
Yeah. It literally sets you up for a long career.
It's like, if you, what do you learn from in life? Usually adversities, right? I mean, so if you're a trucker and you got to figure out how to get, you know, out of a tough situation, I think that helps you, and it'll help you teach truckers, you know, later on. You know, but one thing you can't get out of is if you're going down a back road because you got wrong directions and you've been going down that road, you know, two laner, trees on both sides, you know, cliff straight up on both sides, and you can't do a you can't back up, you can't do a U-turn, and you got,
I could show you some videos of guys trying.
Right.
Oh, it looks bad.
Yeah. And then right in front of you, what do we have that's, you know, 9 foot high, only fits a four wheeler under it?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what, that, Tyler, low bridges were my biggest fear when I was a driver. When I became a truck driver, as a young guy, truthfully, the low bridge was probably my biggest fear. I mean, I honestly, truly, that was more fear than ice and snow and mountains and all that garbage. My big fear was that those low bridges, man. I never wanted to look like an idiot with my truck ripped up.
It's like, I can't help but think of when I go off-roading and you get, you know, you kind of get in a sticky situation. It's like, I either hammer it and just rip off the Band-Aid, or I let it sit here and just walk away from it.
Well, if you get under the bridge, you don't want to rip off the Band-Aid. Yeah, I mean,
that's the feeling. That's the gut feeling. I'm just thinking, like,
go for it, man. Rip off the Band-Aid, yeah. Trucker.
That's all I can think about is that.
Be a real man.
Well, you know, when your heart kind of drops into your stomach when you realize you just done messed up, you know, it's just, God, oh, yeah. Man, what am I going to do now?
Honestly, now, and we've got a million videos of guys with low bridges, and New York is, let me tell you my low bridge story. One time when I was driving for Lentz, they were that big flour company. We used to hand unload the flour, you know, and we were under McDonald Avenue. It's an L, and everybody that's been up there under McDonald, they know what it is. It's called the L, which is for elevated freight train that runs above the actual street. And this helper, he had been with Lentz a couple of years, and he was supposed to know his way around the city. And so he said, okay, go down this way. And we literally, I mean, I couldn't tell you how many blocks, 5, 6, 7 blocks, we went down, 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 down. And all of a sudden, I look up, and there's a beam.
Did the flames get higher?
Oh, the song. It's funny. All right. So anyways, so I'm driving under McDonald, and I look up, and there's this beam going across on the L. Mm-hmm. And I literally stop. And the helper's like, what's wrong? I go, dude, seriously, we are up against a metal beam. There's no way we're going to get under it. And I am not getting fired for ripping up a truck. And so I literally turn around and I get out and I look at the beam across. I was so mad at this helper. He wasn't a driver. All he did was helped unload and he knew directions. I made him. Well,
he thought he knew directions.
Exactly. You know, let me tell you what I did. I was thinking, how am I going to get out of this? I'm going to get yelled at by cops. I'm going to get a ticket. Now you know New Yorkers. What are they famous for? Beep, beep, beep. Horns are going like crazy, right? So guess what I do? I tell this guy, I forget his name. I said, look, you get behind the truck. You're going to walk 6, 7 blocks wherever. I said, you're going to be watching people and making sure nobody comes. I said, and I'm going to get in the oncoming lane and just go backwards. I literally got over into the oncoming lane, and I backed up while traffic was going with me all the way. And he went walk behind me, making sure nobody was in the way. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. It sucked, but that was the only way out of there without. And you know, Lord willing, no cop was there, and I didn't get a ticket either. I was ticked off, though.
I wish that. You drove today like that.
What are you talking about?
I want to see the viral video of a guy driving backwards, you know, backing up in the oncoming lane.
You know, that's true. That was the back when we didn't have videos.
Yeah, you would have been the next viral video on Facebook. Yeah,
but I would have been called the idiot.
You would have been the idiot Swift, viral. The Swift driver of...
I would have been...
We love Swift.
But you know who they made fun of back then?
No.
It was J.B. Hunt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Back in the day when I was coming up and driving, J.B. Hunt was the big ones that they made fun of. Swift came and took the title.
I mean, there's...
And I'm not making fun of either one of them. I'm just saying that's who gets picked on.
I thought J.B. Hunt was still bigger than... Aren't they bigger than Swift right now?
No. Swift is the biggest.
They are the
biggest. Yeah, they're the biggest truckload carrier there is. They got like 23,000.
J.B. Hunt's pretty big, though.
Oh, yeah. J.B. Hunt's in the top four.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
You got J.B. Hunt, Swift. Well, actually, Swift, J.B. Hunt, Schneider, and I think Warner. Those four.
Well, they must have been... J.B. Hunt had to have been one of the biggest back then, then.
Oh, yeah. They were like number two.
So it just comes to show, the bigger you are... You know, the more viral you are.
Yeah, the more of a target you are.
The ratio is there. So, speaking of New York City, you know, that's what we're kind of talking about. Really, New York City, Chicago. I mean, heck, even a lot of, you know, Los Angeles, Tampa. I mean,
but if you're naming the bad ones, you started out good there. New York City, Chicago, D.C., L.A.,
I kind of just count New York as all
the, well, they're the king.
Northeastern, you know, areas. Yeah. But basically, any of those areas, you know, kind of starting from the worst to more open. Tampa's kind of getting pretty bad with the loop-de-loops and all the nonsense they have, though. You don't got really tight turns or nothing.
Yeah, but
get turned around, though.
The thing about it, though, is, honestly, New York City, just Long Island alone is 157 miles long. I mean, just honestly, to go from one area to the other, it's a fiasco over there. And so New York City is probably number one. And I used to run Chicago, and I will tell you, that place sucks. I mean... They both have good food, and that's about it.
So what I'm...
It's a backup everywhere.
What I'm thinking of kind of getting into now is, like, being able to get turned around with these bad directions and end up in the part of the neighborhood you don't want to be in as a trucker.
Well, okay, so let's talk about crime. I mean, and you know, different areas, obviously, if you're going to be out in the country, you're probably a little safer. Going to New York City, you remember all the old mafia movies? You know, what do you remember that, like, Elliot Ness and Al Capone and every gangster movie? You know what one of their biggest crimes was? Jacking trucks.
Yeah.
You know, if you watch any one of those movies, these guys would hold these guys up, and heck, half the truckers were in on it back then.
So,
yeah, it's true.
Funny thing. Now, this is not really this.
We're going to laugh when we're done.
Yeah, you're not going to laugh. But Minot, North Dakota, I mean, I was stationed there while we were, you know, starting up the podcast and everything. And funny thing is, there's still tons of buildings in Minot, North Dakota that Al Capone owns that there's still tunnels for him.
No way. Serious?
Yeah, you can actually, I mean, you're not allowed to tour, but if you go in the basements of places, you'll see, you know, his tunnels and stuff. It's kind of interesting.
That is pretty wild.
So, reach all the way over there, but.
So if we're talking about crime now in the city, so the topic is driving into the cities. We said traffic sucks. Okay, we talked about low bridges, and now you're talking about crime. I got a stat for you. Did you know, and first off, truck jackings, like, you know, obviously getting your load heisted. Obviously, two of the biggest heisting areas in the United States is, well, actually three. California is huge for it. Texas is coming on, but Memphis is big. Miami's big. But do you know where one of the worst places for trucker muggings was at one time? Did I ever tell you?
I'm thinking somewhere in Amish country.
No, not Amish country. Oklahoma.
I could Tulsa. See that. Yeah. I could see that, actually.
Yeah.
I was thinking, honestly, deep down, I was thinking either like Oklahoma or somewhere around El Paso.
Well, no, El Paso, you just kind of get buried on the other side of the border. But no, seriously, if you really think about it, though, honestly, it's kind of crazy that Tulsa was one of the worst places. Now, I don't know if it still is, but crimes in the cities is another reason why, you know, as a driver, you know, who wants to go into a city at midnight and park there and wait till the next day. Did you know that there's truckers that have literally pulled underneath like one of these L's or whatever they're called and took a nap there, and people target shoot and literally have shot and killed them. There's literally drivers that have ended up dead in their bunk because somebody just, hey, look at that truck, we'll take a couple shots. They didn't realize somebody was in there and they ended up killing somebody.
I believe it.
Yeah, in the cities, it's a fact.
Did you know, did we mention Detroit?
Where's my bullets? No, we didn't mention Detroit. That's it. Hey, you know, speaking of Detroit, that's one of the places where you get, what, 20 years ago when I was a driver, they charge you $20 at the Detroiter. You know, there it was. There's another city thing. Everybody's got their hand in your pocket. Right. If you're a trucker, how about the tolls? You know, listen, crime is bad. The traffic is bad. Like you said, the bridges are bad. How about the freaking tolls? I hear New York now is over $200 to get in and out.
I guess tolls are like a hazard for your wallet, but it's kind of a different.
If you're an owner operator, or even if you're a company driver where your company says, go ahead and get the money out and leave the slip in the trip sheet, and then we'll reimburse you, which is BS. So you got to pull $200 out of your pocket to get in and out of New York. That's a hazard, man. Tolls. That is a bad hazard. There's just so many. And look, for all you trucking companies out there, right? It's a stress level that these drivers go through. And I know everybody thinks, okay, these guys, it's their job, they should do it. And I partly think that way too. But if you're trying to understand our brother drivers, okay, you know, think about it. Traffic, low bridges, crime, tolls. Did we mention the parking, Tyler?
Yeah, we did.
Did we mention talk about it beforehand?
No, we mentioned the parking when we were talking about, okay, you got to try and find the parking in order to wake up 10 hours beforehand.
Well, I'm talking about if you're trying to find parking in the city while you're waiting to be unloaded. You know, we used to pick up in certain areas of New York City in the afternoon where we couldn't go in. And there was absolutely no way. You'd have to pull on a curb to get a spot, and then you get chased by cops. Unreal. Cities are just insane.
Yeah, kind of this definitely is something that requires some influence to be sent there. Either someone that, you know, needs the miles, or which you're not going to get in the city.
How about right-hand turns?
Right-hand turns.
What do you think about that? You know, that's the dreaded.
My fear with right-hand turns. That was my biggest thing. Cause, yeah. You know, I was primarily on base and everything. I wasn't had to go into the cities too much, but right hand turns were always a killer for me.
Well, the killer for me, I've never feared a turn. What I couldn't stand was when obviously a four wheeler tried to sneak up alongside you. You know,
that annoys me even if I'm in a four wheeler.
Yeah.
Just on the way down here, you know, for the visit here, coming down a road that's miles long, you know, cruising at 65. This dude comes in at 66, but it's just not enough to pass me. You know, then I got to get up to 70. That just annoys me like no one's business. But more than that, more than four-wheelers is motorcycles coming up next to me.
Well, I'm more afraid I'm going to kill them. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want that on your conscience.
Or how about, here we go, this deals with cities. Now, I was just talking about this to a guy the other day. How about when you're in the city and you got that jerk off that decides he wants to go 60 miles an hour?
That what?
Jerk off. Do you know what a jerk off is? He's a guy who's being a moron.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Anyway, so he goes and you got, you know, two lanes, maybe four lanes, whatever, and he's flying 60 miles an hour and, you know, parked traffic.
They call that surfing.
Surfing
and lane splitting. You're talking about the guys that go up between Well, there's 10 million videos of somebody opening their door, you know, or whatever, and a bike flying over. That's
like
a pain.
Like, what are you gonna do? I mean, and then you, maybe his handlebar hits your truck, and then now you're getting a letter from your company. Hey, you damaged our truck.
Hey, you know, also, like, I'll tell you something. No, we've named a lot of stuff here. Traffic. Right turns, low bridges, parking, crime, backing up. I'm going to tell you before we go into this subject here, one of the things also, when you're in the city, I'd be coming down like Broadway or Park Avenue, one of those big fat roads in Manhattan there. And you got like four and five vehicles back to back. And hey, I'm gonna tell you something. In New York City, what another hazard is those the guys that are couriers on their bicycles. They fly everywhere. And so you're driving and you're just waiting for something to happen. You're just, you know what I mean? The nerves just go up and you're just waiting for somebody to cut in front of you or somebody to hit the brakes or somebody to scrape up alongside you or somebody to get bumped into you. I'm telling you, it's just an insane amount of pressure as a truck driver driving 70 some feet down a huge city and you know, having to worry about every one of those things. And I think that a lot of companies, they kind of lose the entire perspective of what a driver really is going through, and I feel for them, man. I really do. Okay. It's amazing. And I'm gonna tell you something right here. You got directions written down. When I was a driver and I would go into New York City, you'd have to get turned around to get like to a bakery or one of these big giant places in the city. And you would think, Tyler, you would think, I'll just go around the block. But the cities are, they're not designed that way.
Must take only left turns down this road. No, now you can only go right.
Exactly. I'm going, where the heck am I? I was just trying to go around the block. Yeah, where the hell am I?
Little Rock was like that. And Google, and speaking of directions, I mean, Little Rock isn't that big.
Who designs these cities?
But yeah, Google was trying to make me go down the wrong side of the road. I'm like, what the heck? I mean, I'm just going to keep going straight and I don't find my way, you know, but just, you know, don't rely on Google in some of these cities because these cities change all the time.
So listen, drivers, Tyler and I, we wanted to come on here and talk about driving in the city, bringing freight in the city.
No. We, hazards.
Basically, which driving in the city is a hazard.
Yeah.
So what we're really trying to say is we feel for you guys, okay? We're both drivers, ex-drivers, and we've done that too. Many cities I've driven in. I've never driven in L.A., I will say that, but just about every other city I've been to, literally from Tacoma to Miami to New York City, Boston. I hate Boston. You know, and be honest with you, I hate all cities, Tyler. I really do. I can't stand traffic. It's just I should have never been a trucker, maybe, but I should have.
You know, I just moved from desolate North Dakota to...
Yeah, you're up in Pensacola.
Yeah, to Destin,
and Pensacola. And that's a lot of traffic, isn't it?
So it's not terrible, but I can tell you I do not miss the traffic. I almost want to, you know, wake up in, you know, North Dakota, but lay my head down here in the South. But
in the heat, yeah.
Detroit, though, before we leave, I mentioned Detroit, and did you know that Detroit has 2 billionaires right now sinking, I think it's $2 billion into Detroit?
For what?
Just to rehab it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're ripping down a bunch of buildings, rebuilding them and everything. So Detroit, hey, for you truckers, you know,
on the build, huh?
They're on the build. They're going for it, man. But 2 billionaires, so that's something maybe to think about if you're thinking of deny any Detroit runs anytime soon. It might not be that bad.
Yeah, Detroit sucks. It's bad. All right, well, listen, guys and gals, we just want to, like I said, again, we just want to tell everybody, hey, you know what? We feel for you guys. And you know what? Sometimes it's good to talk about it. And maybe your dispatcher or maybe your company will hear this podcast and they'll say, you know what? Maybe we kind of understand a little bit more, you know, traffic, right turns, low bridges, directions, parking, you know, back. Hey, we didn't even mention backing up in the city, Tyler. Talk about a pain in the butt. I mean, I backed up in cities, and these, the worst part is these cars will go flying. If you give them an inch, they're going to go around you, and you got to stop, or you're going to hit them, and it's just be a real pain. And New York is the absolute worst. So from all that stuff, backing up, the crime, you know, just the stress. I'm going to tell you something. That's why drivers refuse to literally go to New York City. I mean, they literally outright, they were like, you can fire me, but I ain't going to New York City. Screw that.
I actually have had, speaking of backing up in the places, I've actually had now, I want to say right off the top of my head, at least 5 times where I had to stop on the highway up there in Pensacola, Fort Walton area to wait for a truck to be able to back up. And it wasn't really, it's not his fault. That was the only way he was going to get his load in there was to stop the highway and back up. And I really think that's a city problem. You know, not it's nothing against the truck or anything, but it, I mean, people were real nice to him. They stopped, they waited. He waved very kindly multiple times. I mean, it was fine, but I felt
should have recorded that one. That was a rare thing that they were kind to the trucker.
I know, man. That's what I was thinking. I was like, wow, these guys are being pretty nice. You know, they waited patiently. I think sometimes people can understand. You know, he doesn't like it any more than they do. You know, so yeah.
All right, well, listen, let's wrap this up. I mean, honestly, we could talk about city driving all day long. We're probably depressing everybody. So listen, guys and gals, like I said, maybe your dispatcher, your company will hear it. And if you're one of those drivers that seems to get like the New York load all the time and nobody else is getting it, maybe they'll start realizing they need to mix it up a little bit and share the love with all the rest of the drivers.
You could bring a dispatcher to work day.
Hey, I like that, Tyler. Bring a dispatcher to work day. And you know what? If I was going to bring a dispatcher for show and tell, all right, you know what I'd do? I'd wait for New York.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, bring them with, guys.
And go in on the most crowded time, too. Bring your dispatcher to New York City. I like that. There's some advice. Talk CDL's advice. Tyler, that's going to be my ending advice. Bring your dispatcher to New York for one day.
You guys drive safe out there. Be sure to check out Talk CDL every Friday, 5 a.m. Head over to TalkCDL.com, Facebook.com/TalkCDL, YouTube.com/TalkCDL Trucking Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter at TalkCDL. You guys,
all right. Bye. Yeah. Peace.
Okay.